Outdoorsman Gabe Rodriguez gives us all a reason and a means by which we can use public lands. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
It's one of those things where now you've got these UTVs and these side-by-sides and things that'll go anywhere outside of a dirt bike. And four-wheelers, they all carry some type of usefulness in a certain application. But these UTVs, you can pack your bags, you can pack a cooler, you can pack a tent, you can pack a sleeping bag, and you can take off and go. Fishing rods and whatnot, it opens up an extraordinary amount of area for a guy and his buddies or a guy and his son or family or whoever it wants to be to the outdoors. That wasn't an open available option before. Of course, we have a common friend, Corey Scorn. I have a good friend, won't mention last names, but our buddy Herbie and a couple other guys that are out there. We go out every year and we have this trip called the Wild Man. It usually happens about mid-July and we go out and we pick a different area and we hone in on that particular area, finding where the logging roads are, where the old service roads, etc., are, so that we can go and explore. And we usually spend anywhere from 4 to 5 days out there, and we just do it. Some nights we drink too much. Other days we get out and we fish. We'll find a fishing hole, and we'll end up spending the day on the water. You never actually know. We don't have an actual game plan once we get out there, but we do set out to have a good time. There hasn't been 1 year since we started it that we haven't had a great time. Not a good time, but a great time.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.